Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dugan. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball four. Jeffries moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Johnson steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Akers now playing shortstop. Mark Koenig now playing second base. Marty McManus now playing third base. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Fonseca moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill is hit by the pitch. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson catches it and throws to second to double up Fonseca. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. Daljak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Daljak reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Daljak moves to third. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a pop-up towards short. Sisal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Daljak scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Red Faber. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive towards second. Koenig catches it and steps on second to double up Jeffries. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Koenig fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simons hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Daljak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Akers hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue is called out on strikes. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Tate and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Daljak hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Akers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fothergill scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Uhel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simons. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 4 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simons. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod pinch hits for Garland Braxton. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Ekrod moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to third for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel spins and fires to second and has Blue trapped. There's the throw to McManus, who tags Blue for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.